on. You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And we're here again for another video, you know, and another little lesson, you know, where we just put it on the table, and it's, you know, and it's like a, you know, you get to we talk about it, and we you know, we turn it over, and then y'all, we discuss it, and then and y'all get to share, you know, and we ask that y'all just take these scriptures and on your own time and go seek it, and we know God's going to show y'all even different things. I mean, you know, it's such. The Word of God has got so much depth to it, you know.
Exactly. Deep,
you know, and you just, every time you get in it, as long as you desire, want it, God will give you a revelation, the revelation from it.
Exactly. So, you know, that's one thing I like about it, too, is like I can read the Word of God, Terry, and I get some stuff out of it. But if I want sometime I listen to some good preaching, not good preaching, mm-hmm. I'll emphasize good preaching, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like... Wow, I say, wow, why didn't I see that? Uh-huh. I can't believe that was uh-huh. always there. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's just like, it locks, it gives you the key to unlock the door. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you should never, like, you know, like you might have read this scriptures or that area 100 times, you know, and then somebody says, well, you know, for this, go read this. And you say, well, you think, you know, don't think that, well, I read that 100 times. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
No, don't say, just go back into it with a new open heart about it, and God will show you something else in it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why the Word, first of all, the Word of God is so deep, but it's alive too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's always alive. Evolving. Yeah. It's growing.
It's the only book like that. It's only a book written like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can read. Look, I read a lot of books. One of the books I like to read is Farmer's Boy. Mm-hmm. It's about this little boy that lived in the past and everything, like in the 1880s and everything. And look, every time I read that book, I get the same thing out of it. I don't get nothing different out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I get tired of reading it because I said, I can quote the book by heart. But, you know, when you read the Bible, it's like, it's just like... Well, I didn't see, it's like blindness coming off your eye. Every time you read it, you can see it better and better.
I ain't got nothing wrong with education, you know.
Yeah.
You know, God wants you to educate your brain more, you know.
Exactly.
But you take a math book, you're going to read that book, you're always going to get the same thing.
You get the same answer every time.
If it's 2 plus 2, it's always going to be plus 2. It's not going to change, you know. You're going to get that knowledge of math.
Right.
If it's history, well... You're going to read the history.
It ain't going to change.
You know, I mean, you know, and that's all you're going to get out of it, which is good. But the Word of God is different.
And it doesn't change, but you get more out of it every time you read it. It's just like, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. And you get more and more and more out of it every time you read it.
And this really falls into our lesson, the Word of God, the Bible. And basically, we're going to be talking about life and death.
Right.
Life and death. We're talking about choices we make, right? And talking about the Bible, I thought about this after I got here. If I'd have thought about this earlier, I might have did it. But, you know, you take the Bible. Now, you see a lot of Bibles that might say Holy Bible, which the Bible is holy.
Right.
It's God's Word and God's holy. But I thought you could take and put life and death written on the front.
Wow, yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's like this Word is so, it's life and death to us.
Exactly. You know?
And that's what we're going to be talking about, okay? And to start this off, you go all the way in the Old Testament. I mean, life and death started all the way. It's all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
Actually, that's true, right?
You know? So you go back in the Old Testament, and you go back, and God set life and death before his people, the Israelites.
Right.
Okay?
All the way back in the garden. Mm-hmm. The first choice that Adam and Eve was given was a choice of life and death.
That's right.
They ate the fruit. The forbidden fruit, they died. They didn't eat the fruit, and they only ate with the fruit. They'll live.
Yep.
That was the first choice.
Right. That is. That's really going to the very beginning. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's good. And you had a choice. You got a choice to make.
Exactly.
Okay. But so God, like I said, God set up life and death before his people, the Israelites. Okay. They had a choice. They could obey God, or they could disobey him. One choice would lead to life. The other one would lead to death.
Come on.
You know? And so that's an Old Testament. But now we have a new covenant, the New Testament. And through what Jesus did on the cross, you know, we can receive him, okay? And we receive life or death.
Right.
Now, so I'm really right now I'm talking about people that haven't accepted Christ at this moment. That's what I'm talking exactly. about. You know, for the ones out there that's listening, if you haven't accepted Christ yet, that's the initial life and death for you.
Right.
You know.
You know, I got a testimony to share about that. Mm-hmm. That would go with the whole story of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
This week, at the beginning of the week, they didn't have no shrimp because the shrimp just wasn't for me. The shrimp wasn't moving and everything. Right. So so this guy called me, and he said he wanted me to go look at a job. He was building a shed, a big old 16x16 shed, mm-hmm. and he hurt himself.
Oh.
And so he couldn't finish building the shed, so he wanted me to go over there, and they wanted me to give a bid on how much it would cost to build it and everything. Well, I went over there. Man, the man was all bent over, man. He was hurting in pain and everything. And I was like, nah, I don't want. And then something in my spirit just kept telling me to pray for him. Right. And I'm like, I don't want to pray for him. If I pray for him and he get healed, then I ain't going to get the job. You know what I'm saying? Well, And so I'm getting a job. I started working for it. I started doing the work and everything. And boy, he was over there talking to me. Boy, he was just all bent over. He was hurting. And I couldn't take it no more, Terry. I couldn't yeah. stand to see him suffering like that. Uh-huh. So I laid hands on him, saying, in the name of Jesus, you be healed.
Be healed. Huh?
And you know what he told me?
Uh-huh.
He said, thanks for the prayer, but it ain't going to work, he said.
Oh,
that's exactly what he said.
What?
And I said, okay, no problem. I said, well, I said, God can do what he's going to do. God's going to do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I started working for him. I started putting all his stuff up and everything. And the next day I come, well, he's feeling better. He ain't even hurt no more.
Wow. Not hurting no more.
Well, and you want to know
what happened to him, son?
Well, he was moving stuff around, doing stuff and everything. And then we started talking and everything. And he started messing. I said, I was supposed to be building the shed.
Uh-huh.
Because he had hurt.
Yeah.
Well, next thing you know, I come back the next day. He's starting to do some stuff around the shed and everything. And I looked at him. I said, you know what? I said, man. I said, you know what? I said, look, don't feel bad. But if you want to build this shed, because he really wanted to build it, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to build this shed, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't let me build it.
Right.
I said, it's just a job. I said, I'm appreciative for the money I did make and everything, but if you want to finish building it, I can let you finish building it, and I can go on my way. He said, well, yeah, man, I feel good. I said, ain't nothing wrong with me and everything. I said, I don't know what happened, but it's gone, he said, and everything. I said, well, praise God. I said, that's good and everything.
Well, we know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I hope he catches the light bulb switch,
yeah,
too. Because I didn't get there and like say, God did this for you, and you're going to do this. But I know he knows in his mm-hmm. conscience he should know, mm-hmm. and I hope he catches that. You know what I'm saying? But God wound up healing him and everything. Now I could have been offended and got upset about it, and I could have been offended at God and no, God, I don't want to heal him. And then I could have been mad because God healed him. You know what I mean? And I lost that job because God healed him. But I wasn't. And then last night, I let go of the job. I let God get back to doing his thing because he wanted to build like this rustic cabin thing. And I didn't have look chair.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a problem with that. So I let him go. But then I go shrimping last night. The Lord blessed me again. So I caught more shrimp last night than I ever caught in a long time.
That's
so God always brings it in. But I had to choose between mm-hmm. life and death, between praying with him and not praying with him.
Right.
And then once God healed him, I had to choose to be upset at God because God healed the man.
Right.
You know, that you don't want to get that Pharisee spirit where you get upset because God healed somebody.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You know what I mean?
God still blessed it, you know? I mean.
Exactly.
I mean, and you do what he told you.
Yeah. And you know what the worst part about Terry, when I prayed for him, I didn't want to pray for him because I knew God was going to heal him. Because I know how God is, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and I'm like, man, I'm going to lose this job. I'm going to lose my money.
Right. And so you had a choice there, you know?
Exactly.
And it could have been a choice of life and death.
Exactly.
But you listened to God, and you did it, you know?
On the protest.
You got the choice, I know, but it still was life. You still got blessed. Because God knew you needed it. Okay?
Exactly.
He just blessed you a different way you thought.
Just the way I thought. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
But this guy got healed, got touched by God.
And you know, I hope he gets saved. I hope he gives his heart to Jesus, and I hope it leads to, because he don't know God, and but I just couldn't stand to see him. My compassion was just rising up inside of me. I just couldn't stand to see him like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even ask him, Terry. I just prayed to him. You be healed.
That's what Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They got the compassion of Jesus. That's what he did. And that's what we call to be Jesus. You know?
Exactly.
And act like him. You know. And, think and speak right. and act
I
like
just
them.
Spoke life into them.
That's it. Yep. So we're talking about life and death, and we're going back to unsaved people. You know, God's a three-person
right.
God. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He has three parts. Well, he made man or he made human.
Same way.
The same way. You have a spirit, you know, you have a soul, and you live in a body.
Right.
Well, you are a spirit. You are a spirit. Let me correct that. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body, okay? When you accept Christ, Jesus, your spirit becomes alive. Because before that, your spirit's dead.
Right.
And if your spirit's dead, okay, you want life, you got to accept Christ. So if a person, his spirit's dead, and they don't never accept Jesus Christ, and that when they get to their last breath on here, you know, there's no life. They ain't got life. They're going to have death. Because they choose it.
And they choose it.
They choose it. Ain't God. God didn't make them. God's not making you go to hell, or, you know, a person hell. You choose it, all right? Just that simple, you know? So, but that's life and death is important. Now, I want to take it to the people that are saved, okay? Like me and Sonny, we saved. Initially, we accepted Christ. You know, way back, I don't know exactly when you did, but back in 81, I accepted Christ. You know, I had a big choice there, you know, and I choose life. Thank God I choose life. And the initial salvation, you know. But from there on, every day, now don't get me wrong, my spirit's alive with Christ. But I have to every day I got to crucify
the flesh.
I got to carry my cross, and it's my soul. I got to that's what I'm trying to save. Okay, yeah,
you got to crucify the flesh because the flesh is always rising up. It's always wanting to do something bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you get saved, uh-huh. It's not like you got a big old buff. You ever watch that show where that little guy lived in the bubble?
Yeah,
and nothing
yeah,
could get yeah, near yeah, him, and everything was like way, way, way far away from
right.
him, and nothing bad could happen to him.
Right,
and
right.
We don't have that kind of opportunity to be able to live that kind of life. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We don't have that bubble.
Yeah.
Now, we do have the armor of God.
We do.
That protects us from killed. And you know what armor does? It protects you from getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't protect you from getting hit.
No.
You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
You're going to get stuff thrown
yeah.
at
yeah.
you. You're going to, but you're going to get the battles,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to get killed
right
if you got the armor.
And what the word says right before that, before you put your arm, spiritual, we're talking about spiritual now. We ain't talking about
right.
flesh, because we don't wrestle against flesh. It's a spirit. It's in the spirit realm.
Right.
Okay. So you put that spiritual armor on, but it says that you stand before that. You stand
exactly.
against Satan and all his work. You stand and you got your armor on. Okay. Well, okay. You stand and he's going to bombard you. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Now, the whole thing is with all this, what by faith, with all this equipment on, you ain't going to get knocked down.
Right.
Now, you're going to get hit, but you ain't going to get knocked down.
Right.
And so you got to stand, you know?
Right.
You know? And then the last thing it says is that you have a weapon. You got this
right.
sore spirit. I mean, you got the word of God.
Exactly.
And
that's
then
your weapon
you
to
just
fight
stand
back.
There, and after he hits you a while, you just swing that word of God.
Right.
Pow, and then you swing it a couple of times, and he's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
He's always going to be popping most time. 99% of the time, the enemy's always going to be the first one to throw the first punch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the type of guy he is. He'll look for when
he's
you
He's the type
win,
of guy.
He'll get you in the back. He'll
yeah.
get you in the side. No mercy.
Type of guy where he's going to come in front of you. He's going to put somebody, the guy going to get behind you on four knees, and he's going to push you.
Yeah,
you ever saw that?
He's rootless.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean,
that's why you got to choose life, and you choose
life,
that
yeah.
life and everything, and
right.
choose life every day. And make, when you're making decisions in your life, look, you're gonna come up, always gonna come up with decisions,
right?
And
yeah,
some decisions are gonna be good decisions, some decisions,
yes,
some,
right.
and some's gonna be
right.
bad. Choose the good.
Yeah.
Choose the good.
You imagine? I mean, I try with this lesson. I try to think how many times that we have to make choices. There must be hundreds and hundreds.
Well, me praying for that God.
Mm.
That was the choice I had to make. I could have very easily not prayed with that man.
Yeah.
He so easily could have did it.
Right.
But my spirit was just rising up
well,
inside of me, and I had to do it. You know what I'm saying?
And I
chose life, and because of that, he
right.
received life.
I mean, our relationship with God should be so strong because we daily spend time with Him
right.
in the Word and prayer that we get to know it. It's a relationship, it's a love relationship, and we get to get so close to Him that we hear Him. We hear the Holy Spirit. And I don't care, you almost get where you don't make a move until the Holy Spirit goes, well, don't go that way, go this way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a choice. I mean, we don't realize how many choices we make.
All day long, we
and
make choices.
And a lot of them, we don't brush them off. It might be the Holy Spirit talking, it might be ourselves, but we kind of brush it off. You know, and
sometimes we debate. Well, at least I do. I debate God. I say, God, I don't want to do that. I got all these reasons why I don't need to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm telling God, I'm going to do this. This is going to happen. Do this. And I don't want to do this. And sometimes there's things that's good for me and I just don't want to do it because I don't want to get out of my comfort zone.
Right.
You know, you get comfortable where you're at and where you're at. And when God wants to bring you somewhere new, it's new.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like when you go to school and you ride you remember, Terry, do you remember when you went to your first year, you went to high school?
Oh, I did.
Man, that was the most uncomfortable feeling that you ever would experience in your life.
It was.
You didn't know nobody. You had all these seniors.
Right.
And they all had their little senior rings, but ready to pop you in the head, boy.
Yeah.
They was all, you know, they was ready to get you and everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I graduated in 71. So my last, when I came to high school, I was the last class that they stopped this thing where you had to dress like women, girl, you know, and like the guys dressed like girls with a dress and all that, and then the freshman class, and then the girls dressed like guys. I didn't want to do it. I almost didn't go to school, but they made my parents made me go to school. I had to wear the dress and everything, you know. But that was the last year. Why could it be the year before, you know? That was very, that was that being a kid, you know, going to high school. That's what I remember going.
Right. But then when you become a senior.
Yeah, you want to dish it out.
You want to dish it out. You know what I'm saying?
But it ended, so I never.
You got lucky on that one, huh?
Yes.
But you know, but the thing about it is the same, for lack of a better word, it's the same way with God.
Yeah.
God stretched, but it was bad when you went through that freshman year and everything, but when you got to be a senior, you graduated, you got the degree, you was able to go into the world, you learned a lot of stuff and all that, but you had to go through an uncomfortable time.
Right.
And it's the same way when with God, sometimes God will take us out of our box.
Right.
And sometimes it looks like it's dead because we're scared. We don't want to jump into it. But anytime God wants you to do something, it's life.
Right. That's right.
He brings you into new life.
Amen.
You know
what
I'm saying? The Bible says glory to glory.
Right. And God sets life and death before us. Okay. In Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death.
Right.
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's our main choice right there. But even after that, you know, our spiritually we taken care of, but we still got to live in this world, and we still got to deal with every day, you know, and we got to make many choices, you know.
And the choices you make, that's the choice that brings life or death.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And if you choose sin. If you choose sin, sin's going to eventually bring forth death.
Right.
You know, I was talking to somebody, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. I met up with this girl, and I used to know in school, and she was a really pretty girl. I mean, she was like a cheerleader and everything, and in school she was really beautiful and everything, but she just made some bad choices.
Yeah.
And she got along, and she got off on the wrong roads and everything, and she's not the woman she used to be, or not the woman she could be.
Right.
But she made a lot of bad choices in her life, and because she made all the bad choices, mm-hmm. you can see the fruits of it in her life, her appearance, the way she acts, where she's living, what she's doing and everything.
Right.
And you can see all those fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because she made bad choices,
bad
choices bring forth death. But here's the good news with God.
Yes, exactly.
You can never make too many bad choices to get back on the right road with God. Unless you die in your sin, you can come back and get back right and become a better person and become a godly man or woman. You know, and then you know what the best thing about that is? I made all these bad choices. I screwed up my life horribly. I was drugged out. I was doped up. Shot people.
Yeah.
I killed people. I did all this.
I was checking them off as you. Not that one.
I was white beaten alcoholic. I was all these things. But you know what? God can turn all that around for a testimony. He can take all those things and turn around and become a testimony of to somebody else that can help. Because you see, Terry, I found out 90% of people don't want to listen to what you got to say unless you've been through it.
That's true.
They're like, who are you? You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I have been through. How are you going to tell me what I'm going through when you never been through it?
That's true.
But if you've been through it,
yeah, yeah.
they're going to listen to you. And that's why God, the Bible said we overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony.
That's right.
The those things that you did, mm-hmm. and those mistakes you made and everything, that's that. Not, right. Don't go purposely building up your testimony.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not the Lord that way.
But you're gonna make a testimony, and that testimony and your mistakes in life is gonna help to bring other people around.
Amen.
That's how God is. God takes beauty out of ashes.
That's right. I mean, like you were saying, before I got saved, I mean, I made all kind of mistakes. I lived for the devil, and I was
exactly.
joining. I didn't have no problem serving the devil, you know, and all my choices were leading me to death, you know.
Exactly.
You know? But thank God, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I got born again, and I choose life. You know, initially the life that opened the door for everything else, but I still have to live my life out till I die. So daily, and it's better if you do it daily. If you can just spend time with God daily,
exactly.
it gets easier. I mean, you're always gonna have conflict. You're always gonna have, you know, you're gonna have some bad days, but it gets easier when you spend time with God.
Exactly, it does.
If you do it daily, it's easier. You know,
that's why it's best. You know, for me, I find the start of life in the mm-hmm. right in the morning, mm-hmm. and put the word right in you in
yep,
the morning.
Yep.
If you get up and you got a house full of kids and everything, and it's just crazy,
mm-hmm.
just listen to it in the car.
That's it.
Or just put it on the radio. Find a little bit of time
whatever
to start. Start
that
daytime.
Time,
get a little
man.
Get a little bit of life into you, because that's what the word of God puts life into you.
I mean, if you got a lot of kids, I mean, of course, you know, God wants you to take care of them, and maybe after they all are bed or something, you might be able to find some time.
At night time,
you know,
yeah.
But God, you can find time.
They got to be
really
some time. Yeah.
To do it, you know?
Yeah. The reading that's like CPR to you. It's pushing life into you.
That's it.
Get that life in there. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let it get a red.
Cause you don't want to go out. You know what I'm saying?
Cold red. No,
get that life. You know what I'm saying? You will be.
Yeah. I mean, we're joking about that, but life and death. You look at the little when they put them on that machine, and like you're just saying,
right?
And then all of a sudden, they go to die. Goes,
yeah,
you don't want that. You don't want that machine put on you and showing you death. You know, you want to be alive.
Exactly.
So now I got another verse here. Proverbs 4:22 says, "God's word are life to those who find them."
Come on,
life. You know. And you go, and like I said earlier, that's why I say it should be a book, life or death,
right?
Which you choose, you know. And like I say, you got every day you got thousands. Well, I don't know, but you got hundreds of choices you make, you know. And in being close to God and His Word, you'll make more right choices than wrong. And the thing of it is that you save, you even if you make a bad choice. You go to God and ask you to forgive you. God, forgive me.
Exactly.
His mercy and grace, He will forgive you for that. He said, just don't do it no more.
Well, you know, Terry,
learn from it.
When you put the TV on, you made a choice.
Yes.
When you cook something, you made a choice.
Right.
When you said something, you made a choice.
That's right.
There are choices all day long you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the TV on after your show's finished,
mm-hmm.
and leaving it on for mm-hmm. a little while, you're making choices. You're mm-hmm. making a choice to watch their commercials. And in those commercials, you can have something that's not... I've seen more than times than not, when you can watch a wholesome show, and when the commercial comes on, it's just trash.
Yeah.
And I think that they do that on purpose, because they want to put the trash that's in right. you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look at Jesus, when He walked the earth as a man, okay? He was so close to God. So close to God, and His relationship with God, you know, was so close, and He spent the time He needed, and with the Holy Spirit's help, He made all the choices He made. He made every right choice. He never made a wrong choice because he never sinned. All
right? Right.
So, you know, but He was so close to God, and He knew God. He knew God.
Now, if you'd ask the disciples if He made all the right choices, I think they would have told you no at first. They wasn't agreeing with other things.
Well, they were making the wrong choice. But think of that.
Because they were running their wrong choice. Exactly.
You know, I mean, come on. And Christ is supposed to be our greatest example, you know, as a human being on this earth. That's how we're supposed to be, you know. And He prayed, but He knew the Word. He knew God. He was the Word, but He knew, you know.
Right.
And He had to help the Holy Spirit, too. And, you know, and He was tempted all the time. That's the thing. He was tempted with everything. And look, most of His temptation was His last 3 years of ministry. You know what I mean? You know, the mm-hmm. greatest of it. And He must have had maybe, what, 50, 60, maybe 100 temptations that day. Never. He was maybe tempted, but he never did it. He never gave in and did it.
Well, you know? I know three of them, four of them for sure. The ones in the garden, he was tempted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he had the choice whether to die or not for us. And then, you know, when he was on the mountain, when he went off in the wilderness by himself, he was definitely tempted. So the Bible definitely states out that he was tempted in a lot of places. And that the same way he had to choose life or death.
He was sweating blood. It was so he had that choice that going on in him. You know, I mean, I'd get a sweat and I'd be ready. I would say I'd give in. I'd throw the towel in. But no, he sweated blood.
I'm done. I'm done, God. Find somebody else. Yeah, God said, there ain't nobody else. You do it or it's over. We out.
Yeah, we gotta stop and think about that. What he
went through. He was our last hope. You know what I'm saying?
But when I go and pray, and I think what Jesus did from the time he got arrested to the time he died, what he went through, what he suffered.
It was bad.
You know, and then even that, right before that, he had God turned his back.
Imagine we just take a pecan in our hand and we complain about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a cat of nine tails, started ripping away the flesh the whole day.
You know that the movie I watched that looks closest to the real thing is The Passion.
Passion, yeah.
And I watch that. I watch that every now and then. I don't watch it too often because I want it to really mean something when I watch it.
Right.
So I don't watch it that often. But when I do watch it,
becomes desensitized.
Yeah. Now I do watch it, and I see that man, and knowing that it was worse than that.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't watch that.
Yeah, and it was worse than that.
I know people won't watch that movie because they won't watch that area because it's too hard to watch. I said, man, it was worse than that. Well, they didn't recognize him.
If you read in the scriptures, it said that he didn't even look human.
No, that's what I'm saying. It didn't look human.
He didn't even look human no more. He didn't look like a human being, you know. And that's the best way the disciples could have described it,
mm-hmm.
was he didn't look human.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't have video footage, you know what I'm saying?
No.
But you look at somebody, and it doesn't even look like a human being.
Right.
That's probably pretty...
Well, the thing is, experience. Before a person would get like that, they'd die. There's no way they could live that long, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know? And Jesus had to live. He had to live up to that point where he said it was finished. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now he had to take all that punishment, but on the cross he had to take that last thing from God. You know, being separated from God because he took on everybody's sin. You know, and that had to be hard. I think that was the hardest thing out of everything. I mean, you know, I mean, he had that physical pain, but anyway, also in Deuteronomy 30:20 it says, God is life. And length of our days, therefore choose life. You know?
Choose life.
You know? Choose life. I mean, if you choose life, meaning through the word of God and with God, you will live a long life. You know? Because he promised that, you know? You know? And then, okay, and John 11:25 says, Jesus said, I am life. Jesus said, I am the life. You know? So we got to go to Jesus, you know? That's why you got to be saved by him, you know, because he is the life, you know. Choose Jesus, you choose life. You don't choose death, okay? And then after you do that, you know, Jesus is the word. So he is the word now. So you go in the word, you'll find life. Every situation. Exactly. Every situation.
Yeah, and, you know, there's two choices you have to make. Number one is when you first, you got to first get, like you said earlier, you got to choose to get saved.
Right.
You know, if you're not saved, then you need to choose to get saved. You know what I mean? And then after that, it's in your daily walk, like you say. Also,
right.
You got every time you come to, forgive me for lack of a better word, but every time you come to a fork in the road,
mm-hmm.
you got to make a decision.
You got to make a decision.
You got to decide one way. And you know what? Think about it, Terry. The path that leads to death, is not always all grim looking.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't look like skull bones everywhere and bats flying and dark and spider web. And sometimes the path that leads to death, it looks good.
Actually, it looks like Disney World.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks fun. It looks exciting and everything. Yeah. You look, oh man, this, and actually, it's almost the opposite. The way it leads to life, it looks hard sometimes.
Sometimes it looks like a desert, dry. You know,
it looks rocky, dry. Yeah. It doesn't look good. But you know, but the Bible says, you know, that when we endure a little bit of discomfort,
mm-hmm.
it actually builds us up. You know what I'm saying? It makes it stronger. It makes it better. And God knows that. You know what I mean? You got like that. You know, God doesn't command men to work all day long for no reason. He has a reason why he wants us to work. Right. He wants us to work because it makes us stronger. It makes us healthier. You burn off anxiety. You burn off stresses and everything. And you feel better at the end of the day when you work and everything. Right. And because you accomplish something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the same thing with ladies. You know, it's the same thing. Right. And so, but... When you sit down all day long, you don't do nothing all day long. I see people, a lot of people, that when they get into older lives, they don't want to do nothing no more. And it's just like they quit living. And because they quit living, and they don't live very long after that. You know what I mean? So God, that's why God doesn't. But you know what? That road to quit living sometimes look good because you sit down, watch TV, you can eat all you want to do, and you just do nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talk on the phone all day long. You know, you got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it seems, you know, we all want to go on vacation. And you know we go do something, but after a couple of days of vacation, I'm like, I got enough of this. Let's get back to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of and some people they'll go ahead and spend their time in the Bible and they read the Bible, but then after that, they make their choices all day long. They make them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, revelation.
I did my time with God, and then they go on and live their life, their own life.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. You know, you gotta pray that God take the blinders off y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
because I remember one time I had like this. It was like a weight on me. I was reading the Word of God, but it was just like I couldn't get nothing out of it. And I do go through that in seasons.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like a weight on me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I asked God. I said, God, can you please take this weight off of me? This thing. And what it was just a spirit of bondage that was on me. It was kind of pressing me down.
Right.
And when God freed me, it was like, oh man, the air smells so good up here. You know what I'm saying? Because if I was free. And everything is the same way. We got to get into it, and if we're not getting it, we got to talk to God. Say, if you're reading the Bible, you're not getting that knowledge. Talk to Him. Say, God,
amen.
Help me to understand this stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, it's spiritual, and it's bringing life.
That's it.
And so sometimes you got to ask God to unlock the spiritual stuff in it, so that you can understand it.
That's right.
Because you can read it as a heathen. When you was Catholic, how many times you read the Bible? You read the Bible all the time, you know, before you were saved.
Didn't understand.
But you didn't understand nothing.
I mean, because I was dead. My spirit was dead.
Exactly.
There was no life coming out of it.
Come on.
I mean, again, talking about that, the minute that split second I got saved, I accepted Christ.
Right.
It was the Spirit of God telling me, open the Bible. I opened the Bible. I don't care what page I looked at it.
It
jumped out, and the lights were turned on, man. You know, literally, it was dark. The light showed, you know.
Right.
And every time I don't care where I went.
Exactly. You know? It comes to life.
It comes to life.
So guys, we want to thank you all once again for coming, but we want to pray for you. You know, if you had the crossroad in your life and you haven't made the decision to accept Christ, and that's the most important decision of life and death is accepting Christ, we want to pray for you. So Father God, I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, if there's anybody out there that hasn't accepted you, Lord God, they would give their heart to you. And if that's you, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Father, I ask you to come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I thank you for what you did for me at the cross. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
And also, if you're out there and you've just been making some bad decisions, I want to pray for you also. So Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that each person out there that's been making wrong decisions, Lord God, decisions that's been leading to death, Lord God, instead of life, Lord God, that you help them, Lord God, to make the right decisions. Help them to choose the right path and do the right things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So God, we want to thank y'all once again for coming. Yes. We look forward to seeing y'all each and every time we do this. And we ask that you check us out on Facebook and YouTube and Spotify and Google Apple Podcasts and all that. We're all over the place. So if y'all want to check us out, make sure you like these videos and you share them.
Thank you.
See y'all next week.
Bye.